Anyone? So, first things first, how did you sort of get into rowing? Because is it big round here in Shepparton?
Yes. Well, I first got into rowing through a family friend. Before that, I was a rugby player. And so back in sort of 2005, 2006, one of my family friends saw that I was quite a big build, quite a tall, heavy guy at the time. And he just thought it would be great if I could come down to the local club and get into it. So I started at Weybridge Rowing Club, and great group of guys there, great family atmosphere. And that's sort of where it lit the light for me. And I just wanted to keep moving on from there.
And you're looking to make your Olympic debut. What are your sort of feelings now? Are you confident, nervous? How are you sort of feeling?
Definitely nervous. I'm confident in my abilities, but at this time of the year, it can be very challenging, both mentally and physically. It's a year that everyone has to up their game, and there's a lot of testing that sort of puts you up against your closest friends in a way. You train with these guys every single day, 24 hours a day sometimes when you're on training camp. And when it comes down to it, you have to beat them to earn your seat. And as it gets closer to the Olympic Games, and as we start racing more, for example, we had a World Cup 3 weeks ago, we had Europeans just the other day. And every race you take part in, you're being watched, you're being analyzed. And it can be quite stressful at times, but I think I'm really looking forward to the challenge, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Mm. And you got the World Championship in 14 and 2015, if I'm right. And does that sort of give you more confidence, or does that sort of give you a bit of pressure as well? Because people are sort of expecting a bit more.
Yeah, I think definitely after 2014, I think we went into that World Championships as the underdogs. We hadn't really beaten the main crews leading up to that. There was always a very strong Germanate who were undefeated for the entire 2012 Olympic season, and then they went to the Olympics and completely dominated. But in 2013, we managed to top them in Korea at the World Championships. So in 2013, we were always sort of biting at their heels, but we never quite caught them. And coming into our final, everything just clicked, and we had an awesome row. And I think we won that by a matter of feet, maybe a foot, over a 2,000-meter race. And coming off the back of that, it's very easy to sort of let that mentality go to your head, thinking, okay, I'm world champion now, I'm one of the best in the world, I've just got to keep doing what I'm doing. And it's very easy to sometimes relax off, thinking that you're better than everyone else. But for me, I really didn't want to be that guy. I wanted to keep pushing myself. I knew there was more in the tank. And unfortunately for me, following on in 2015, I was struck down with a virus, and that sort of put me out for 4 months of the season. And so coming away from being a world champion in 2014 to then suddenly being hit for 4 months of my season with a virus, I was really on the back foot. And that was last year was a very challenging year for me to sort of work my way back up. But I made it into a racing boat. It was the Cox pair, and we went on and we won by, I think, the biggest margin at the championships. And that gave me a lot of encouragement that you can overcome these areas of difficulty, and you keep pushing yourself, you can get there. And that's very much what I've learned over the past couple of years, and that's what I'm trying to keep pushing myself this year.
And could you tell us, we were speaking before about some of the time you've actually dedicated to this, of course, your travelling, training, you said yourself with a virus as well to add to everything. Can you tell us how difficult it's been just maintaining that push towards the Olympics, really?
Yeah, within the team, we do a lot of travelling. So, for example, our sort of diary has been full up to now, and I think it can take a big toll on yourself and your family and your friends, because you don't see an awful lot of them. I think we're out of the country for maybe a third of every year, either on training camps or competition. And especially at this time of the year, everything is so close together. And for example, a couple of weeks ago, I was in the World Cup in Varese, which I won. And straight from there, we landed. And the very next day, we're on a plane to Portugal for a two-week training camp. Straight away from there, we were home for a couple of days before we flew out to Berlin for the World Cup. And now we're back for, I think, 3 weeks before we then fly out to Lucerne for another World Cup. And so it can get very built up very quickly. And you just have to learn to manage your time. And a lot of the guys, we're very good at making the most of the time we have at home. And I think most people would see a weekend and they're like, think, great, I've got a lie-in. For us, if we get those 2 days free, we're looking at doing something, going out of the country. Quite a lot of the guys, I remember in my first time in the team, they got very carried away, and some of them were going off to Italy for the 2 days, going to Paris for the 2 days. You know, you get very little time to sort of spend that intimate time with your family and your friends. So when we do get that time off, we like to really make the most of it.
And we were just speaking before again about how successful the GB rowing team has been. How is that for you now? Because obviously you've gone through the ranks and you've got... How does that make you feel about it again? Back to the word pressure. Is that give you pressure, or does it give you confidence that you can sort of maintain that?
I think when I first joined the team, there was quite a lot of pressure that I felt because I was a newbie in the team and I didn't really... I don't think I coped with the training very well. And as the year, very early on in the year, I was like, oh my God, how am I going to keep up with the training? Because it was so intense from my days of training once a day at university to suddenly you're training sort of 6, 7, 8 hours a day. And yeah, it really took a toll on me when I was quite a lot younger. But now you sort of understand why the British team is so successful in rowing, and you can see the processes that we go through every single year and how it's building up year on year to this pinnacle of our sport, which is the Olympics. And for me, I don't feel pressure as such until I'm on the start line, and then I'm thinking, right, okay, now I've got to put everything I've done into action. But we always try and tell ourselves to take confidence in the training we've done. Like, we train hard, we work hard, and it doesn't matter how much it hurts down the course, there's always that sort of voice in your head that just says, relax, like, take it easy, trust in the training you've done. And for me, that helps me a lot. And our cox last year in the cox bear, that was one of his favorite calls, especially coming into the closing stages. It was always, trust your training. It may hurt, but trust your training. You're used to this. You're going to get to the finish line. Like, let's just make every stroke count.
And how different would it be when you're at the start for the Olympics and you're sort of there in front of thousands of people and whatever? How different do you think that will be compared to what we've been doing on the past, or will it be different at all?
I would like to say that it will hopefully feel like any other race. But for me, the races where I feel like I have a chance of winning the gold are the races I'm most nervous for. I like the relaxation of being an underdog, because then you've really got nothing to prove apart from you've pipped another guy. If you're going in there as a favourite and you know you stand a chance to get in that medal, then the only thing I'm going about is like, okay, we can do this as long as I don't muck up. So you got to like, take a deep breath, you got to relax, you really got to home in and sort of try and cut everything out. And I think on the Olympic Games, the way the course is set up, you're sort of, I think the start line is quite near a main road around the lake, so I'm assuming there'll be quite a lot of noise there. But then once you go the first 1,000 meters, it will be dead silent. You're just sort of rowing through the middle of a lake by yourself. All you have with you, if you're an eight, you've got the cox screaming at you. If there's no cox, you've got your bowman giving you instructions, telling you where the other crews are. And it's only when you start coming to that final 500 meters that the noise will start increasing. And so I think it'll be quite a strange experience from what we're used to. But I think over the past 4 years, everything I've learned, hopefully, we'll be able to put it into good practice. And I think when the day comes and we're on that start line for the final, I think I could hopefully just treat it as any other race and just get my best performance.
Perfect. And just finally, how is training been going, really? How are you sort of feeling ahead of it? How's it all been going?
Yeah, training has been going well recently. Obviously, the closer we get, the training is always increasing. And it's been going really, really well. We've had great success, and I think at the World Cup we won the gold, which is great in the pair. And then at the Europeans, just recently, we won several golds and a few silvers, and I think we headed the medal table, which is great for everyone. And the training is tough, like I've said, and yeah, I really think that's the key to our success.
Perfect.